Chapter 5. Believability Weight Your Decision-Making. In typical organizations, most decisions are made either autocratically, by a top-down leader, or democratically, where everyone shares their opinions and those opinions that have the most support are implemented. Both systems produce inferior decision-making. That's because the best decisions are made by an idea meritocracy with believability-weighted decision-making, in which the most capable people work through their disagreements with other capable people who have thought independently about what is true and what to do about it. It is far better to weight the opinions of more capable decision-makers more heavily than those of less capable decision-makers. This is what we mean by believability weighting. So how do you determine who is capable at what? The most believable opinions are those of people who, 1, have repeatedly and successfully accomplished the thing in question, and 2, have demonstrated that they can logically explain the cause-effect relationships behind their conclusions. When believability weighting is done correctly and consistently, it is the fairest and most effective decision-making system. It not only produces the best outcomes, but also preserves alignment, since even people who disagree with the decision will be able to get behind it. But for this to be the case, the criteria for establishing believability must be objective and trusted by everybody. At Bridgewater, everyone's believability is tracked and measured systematically, using tools such as baseball cards and the dot collector that actively record and weigh their experience and track records. In meetings, we regularly take votes about various issues via our dot collector app, which displays both the equal weighted average and the believability weighted results, along with each person's vote. Typically, if both the equal weighted average and the believability weighted votes align, we consider the matter resolved and move on. If the two types of votes are at odds, we try again to resolve them, and if we can't, we go with the believability-weighted vote. Depending on what type of decision it is, in some cases a single responsible party, RP, can override a believability-weighted vote. In others, the believability-weighted vote supersedes the RP's decision. But in all cases, believability-weighted votes are taken seriously when there is disagreement. Even in cases in which the RPs can overrule the believability-weighted vote, the onus is on the RP to try to resolve the dispute before overruling it. In my 40 years at Bridgewater, I never made a decision contrary to the believability-weighted decision, because I felt that to do so was arrogant and counter to the spirit of the idea meritocracy, though I argued like hell for what I thought was best. To give you an example of what this process looks like in action, during the spring of 2012, our research teams used believability-weighted decision-making to resolve a disagreement about what would happen next as the European debt crisis was heating up. At that time, the borrowing and debt service needs of the governments of Italy, Ireland, Greece, Portugal, and especially Spain had reached levels that far exceeded their abilities to pay. We knew that the European Central Bank would either have to make unprecedented purchases of government bonds, or allow the debt crisis to worsen to the point where defaults and the breakup of the Eurozone would probably occur. Germany was adamantly opposed to a bailout. It was clear that the fates of these countries' economies and the Eurozone itself depended on how well Mario Draghi, the president of the European Central Bank, orchestrated the ECB's next move. But what would he do? Like analyzing a chessboard to visualize the implications and inclinations of the different moves of the different players, each of us looked at the situation from every angle. After a lot of discussion, we remained split. About half of us thought the ECB would print more money to buy the bonds, and about half thought they wouldn't, because breaking with the Germans would threaten the Eurozone even more. While such thoughtful and open exchanges are essential, it's also critical to have mutually agreed upon ways of resolving them to arrive at the best decision. So we used our believability weighting system to break the stalemate. We did that using our dot collector tool, which helps us surface the sources of our disagreements and people's different thinking characteristics and work our way through them based on their believabilities. People have different believability weightings for different qualities, like expertise in a particular subject, creativity, ability to synthesize, etc. These dots are determined by a mixture of ratings, both from peers and tests of different sorts. By looking at these attributes and also understanding which thinking qualities are most essential to the situation at hand, we can make the best decisions. In this case, we took a believability-weighted vote, with the qualities chosen being both subject matter expertise and ability to synthesize. Using the dot collector, it became clear that those with greater believability believed Draghi would defy Germany and print money. So that is what we went with. A few days later, European policymakers announced a sweeping plan to buy unlimited quantities of government bonds, so we got it right. While the believability-weighted answer isn't always the best answer, we have found that it is more likely to be right than either the boss's answer or an equal-weighted referendum. Regardless of whether or not you use this kind of technology and structured process for believability weighting, the most important thing is that you get the concept. Simply look down on yourself and your team when a decision needs to be made and consider who is most likely to be right. I assure you that if you do, you will make better decisions than if you don't.